listener, I don't know if this is the case or not, says that Paul Brady's father was from Sligo. They owned a bicycle shop at one stage in Wine Street in Sligo. Never heard of that before. And there is a clip somewhere on social media of Paul Brady singing that particular song, a solo version of it, in McGlynn's pub in Sligo. Him and his colleagues having a few points. It's a great clip. Anyway, on to other issues. And Cystic Fibrosis Ireland has expressed concern that children with cystic fibrosis, a number of them aged between 6 and 11 years, have been excluded from accessing a life-changing cystic fibrosis drug therapy. It's called Kaftrio, and it's all to do, and it's not the first time we've heard this, it's all to do with a pricing dispute between the pharmaceutical company Vertex and the HSE. Cystic Fibrosis Ireland say they believe the development is all the more unfair because 140 children with cystic fibrosis in Ireland in the same age group but with a different genotype have already gained access to Kaftrio. As I say, 35 children affected. Sarah O'Keefe is on the line from Sligo, who is carer to her 7-year-old son, Charlie. And you're one of the families affected. Charlie is directly affected by this, Sarah. Is that the case?
Yes, it is. Yes. Thank you for having me.
No problem. So what? How can this be? Why is it only affecting so few children, 35 children, including Charlie?
Yeah, it seems to be over a legal clause. Basically, there was a portfolio deal created back in 2017, a deal that's due to last for 10 years. And what happened was, when this deal was created, for some reason, unfortunately, these 35 children with rare genotypes were not included. And what we're facing right now is absolutely wonderful that this new cohort of children, like you stated, 140 of them can avail of Kaftrio, and this cohort is an age group of 6 to 11 that can avail of it this month. And we as well, with the other 34 families, were really, you know, we had our hopes up and we were really looking forward to it, as our children were to be starting the drug as well. And we literally found out on April 29th that...
And you found out in the cruelest way, because you actually had travelled from Sligo to Crumlin Hospital for necessary preparation.
That's right? Correct, yes. Yeah, I took Charlie up to Crumlin on April the 26th for the pre-drug tests, which would, you know, include a, you know, blood tests and sweat tests, and everything was fine. And, you know, it's of no fault of Crumlin. They're absolutely wonderful. Everything was going ahead as planned. And then we found out 3 days later that, sorry, Charlie's excluded. It was a huge shock.
I'm sure it was. What would it mean to Charlie's life if he had access to this particular drug, Sarah?
Well, it's so much, to be honest. Kaftrio has changed lives of so many people and children. For cystic fibrosis, a lot of these children require nebulizer treatments, a lot of medication, antibiotics, hospitalizations, IVs. In Charlie's specific case, he suffers from pancreatic insufficiency as a cause of the cystic fibrosis, which means that he has a lot of trouble gaining weight. He has a feeding tube now, which has helped with his weight gain, but it does present other problems as well. You know, he can't do the same activities as other children. We're very cautious about him doing any sports or even something as simple as playing outside at recess at school. I always have to caution him about playing, you know, so no one hurts his stomach, because that could result in further surgeries and hospitalization. So this drug, it was a possibility that he wouldn't need a feeding tube,
yeah.
You know, that he could live a more normal life. And it was just such a shock to us because, you know, when these children that have the rare genotypes, we knew that they wouldn't be eligible for the other Vertex drugs such as Orkambi. And we knew that. We were so happy, you know, for the other families that were able to avail of this drug. But we knew that. And no one ever sent us to do testing or get our hopes up or anything like that. But this wasn't the case with Kaftrio. The other families as well, you know, we were all in the same boat. We were all very hopeful and all geared up for this. And then, we found this out, and the reasoning for it is just, you know, over a funding disagreement.
Yeah, and you mentioned Orkambi, and we all remember the controversy over Orkambi, but it worked out favourably in the end. Would you be hopeful that there can be agreement reached between the Vertex, the pharmaceutical company, and the HSE? It's terrible that it comes down to money in the end, and we're talking about people's lives here and quality of life. How hopeful would you be, Sarah, that you can eventually get access to this?
We're pleading with anybody that can help us and the government to help Vertex and HSE find a suitable agreement so that these children can access Kaftrio as quickly as possible. You know, every day that Kaftrio is denied them is an ongoing risk to their health. So the sooner the better, if anybody could help us.
Yeah, all right, okay. Well, I know there's a lot of people campaigning on your behalf. Sarah, thanks for coming on and telling us your story and Charlie's story this morning. Good luck to you and indeed to all the 35 families involved in that campaign. That's Sarah O'Keefe there from Sligo. We'll be back in a couple of moments.
Ocean FM.
Northwest Today, thanks to the Rory Gallagher International Tribute Festival Ballyshannon, this June bank holiday weekend, with headliners including Bernie Marsden from Whitesnake, Eric Gales, Pat McManus, Walter Trout, and many more. All the details from RoryGallagherFestival.com.
The Francie Boylan Show, weekdays from 11 a.m.
Ocean FM.
Join myself, Francie, weekdays from 11 to 2 right here on Ocean FM for good stories, good music, and a bit of crack. We'll have Isn't That a Sight, Country Corner, Lunchtime 2, and lots more. That's The Francie Boylan Show, weekdays from 11 to 2 right here on Ocean FM.
The Francie Boylan Show, with thanks to Petmania, now open as Clever Retail Park. See petmania.ie.
Switch on to Expert.
The Expert Electrical Summer Sale is now on. Everything on sale. Everything reduced. Call in and grab a bargain. The Summer Sale now on at Expert Electrical Clever Retail Park, Sligo.
Switch on to Expert.
Drumderrick House Nursing Home, Boyle County, Roscommon. Family-run nursing home providing long-term, short-term, convalescence, respite, palliative care, weekend family breaks, emergency admissions, no charge for social activities, all health insurance catered for, tax relief available on fees paid. Call 071-966-2561.
Wild Roots, music, performing arts and adventure festival. June 2nd, 3rd, 4th and 5th in Sligo. Music from James Morrison, Razorlight, King Kong Company, Jenny Green, Book of Shade, Felix the Housecat, Mark Blair, James Bay, and many more. Limited tickets from €85 plus booking fee at wildroots.ie.
The Kilmore Diocesan Pilgrimage to Lourdes 2022, led by Bishop Martin Hayes, takes place from the 8th until the 13th of July, celebrating 50 years of the diocese going to Lourdes. Prices from €769, which includes flights, accommodation and meals. To book your pilgrimage to Lourdes, call 049 436 1222.
I can't stop thinking about them. I keep rereading their old texts.
Brian, this has got to stop. It's been months, and they send those alerts to everyone. You know that, right? Look, your bank is leaving, but you got to get back out there. Listen to me. Any bank would be lucky to have you, especially Bank of Ireland.
Really?
Yeah, they've even put together a simple step-by-step guide to moving banks and have a dedicated team on hand to help. Even an ending could be a new beginning. To start finding your new banking partner, download our step-by-step guide to moving banks. Search Bank of Ireland Big Move. Begin.
Bank of Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Choose your local Centra for great offers this week. Like Centra Round Steak Mince Twin Pack 908 gram, only €6. Tato Hunky Dory selected sharing bags, €2 each. And in our French wine sale, La Croisade Reserve Sauvignon Blanc, better than half price, now €8. Celebrate summer, choose Centra. Centra. Live every day. Enjoy golf sensibly.
Ocean FM.
Ocean FM's Northwest Hospice Radio Bingo.
It's Thursday, 19th of May. Time to play Northwest Hospice Radio Bingo here on Ocean FM. Today you're playing on a pink-coloured page. It's week number 20 and the reference number is S19. Today you're playing for a rollover of €350. Here are today's 10 lucky numbers. 2 and 7, 27. 5 and 6, 56. 7 and 4, 74. 8 and 2, 82. 8 and 6, 86. One door up, 8 and 7, 87. All the sevens, 77. 4 and 6, 46. The last of the singles, the number 9. And our final number for today, the Fox's Den, the number 10. Tuesday is jackpot day here on Ocean FM, and Tuesday morning's Northwest Hospice Radio Bingo jackpot is standing at €10,000. Your lucky 10, 27, 56, 74, 82, 86, 87, 77, 46, the number 9, and finally, the number 10. All claims must be in by 9 o'clock this evening. Please refer to your Northwest Hospice Bingo Book, which will give you the full details on how to go about making your claim. Thank you for supporting Northwest Hospice Radio Bingo here on Ocean FM. And as always, the very best of luck to all our players playing today.
Ocean FM's Northwest Hospice Radio Bingo.
Ocean FM.
Niall Delaney with good conversation and where your opinion matters. Call with your comments on 0818 365 500 or text 083 3500 530.
Ocean FM. The time on Ocean FM, thanks to Seattle's best coffee, freshly crafted by our master roasters using the finest 100% Arabica beans. Try a cup at our participating Spar, Mace and Londa stores. Seattle's best coffee, smoothly roasted since 1970.
Right, you're welcome back. It's 14 minutes to 11 o'clock. This person says, why are people going to Dublin in the first place paying wild prices for hotels? Well, probably because they want to go there for whatever reason. I booked a bed and breakfast for Saturday and Sunday night in Bundoran. I told them I only wanted to stay one night,